This bill is dealing with medical marijuana. Tell us what you've got going on in this bill.
Okay. You know, I sort of believe that most of America is headed down the road to legalizing marijuana in some manner. Okay. Now, I'm certainly not for legalizing recreational marijuana. As a physician, it would be hard for me to be against medical marijuana. But I believe in all the states that have legalized medical marijuana, it's not really medical marijuana. I think it's quite easy for people to get a medical marijuana card. And so I've said to myself, you know, if we're going to do this in Oklahoma, let's do it the right way. And so my bill attempts to do it the right way. And so it really says that you can prescribe medical marijuana only for certain specific reasons. And one of those reasons is not post-traumatic stress disorder. It is not depression. Okay. I have not read any good studies that show marijuana is effective for those two reasons. Now, I will tell you, one of the reasons that is currently in the bill that I'm going to take out is something like chronic pain or long-term pain that's unresponsive to other forms of treatment. That's, you know, there are studies that show marijuana can be effective for that, but I think that's just too easily abused by patients. I mean, you know, somebody could go to their doctor and say, oh, I've tried A, B, C, D, E, F, and G, and it's just not working. I still have pain. Can you prescribe me for some marijuana?
The changes to the bill, you will take it out, that you'll add that with the depression and PTSD, that those will not be allowed.
Yeah,
that
those will not be allowed.
Okay, good.
Correct.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, right.
I'd love to hear what the actual specific reasons would be.
Absolutely. Okay, so spastic paralysis from multiple sclerosis or paraplegia. Okay, so it's not to treat multiple sclerosis or paraplegia. It's to treat somebody that has spastic paralysis caused by either of those two things. The other reason is neuropathic pain. That means pain that somebody has that's specifically due to injury to a nerve. So neuropathic just means damage to a nerve. So like somebody gets their arm or leg lopped off and they continue to have pain. They can even have what's called phantom limb pain. That means like, you know, you've had your leg lopped off, but you feel like you've got pain in your foot, but you don't have a foot. So neuropathic pain, that's the second reason. The third reason is nausea and vomiting from, say, chemotherapy. Or other reasons it's not responding. It's not for any particular disease. It's for a symptom of the disease or treatment, nausea and vomiting, intractable nausea and vomiting. And then the final reason, chronic wasting disease from, say, AIDS or cancer. So it's not to treat AIDS, and it's not to treat any form of cancer. It's for those patients who, because of, say, AIDS or cancer, they're just not consuming enough calories and they're losing weight. And you want to try and do something to stimulate their appetite and help them gain some weight.
Right. A lot of times with AIDS and cancer, you don't want to eat because of the drugs that you're taking. And hopefully the idea is that this would make you hungry and want to eat, which you have to go against the drugs that you're taking.
Right. Absolutely. And I even spoke with a patient, not one of my constituents, but one of the other senators that referred the patient to me, who was asking me about medical marijuana. She had been diagnosed with, I think it was ovarian cancer, and she asked me if she should move to Colorado to utilize medical marijuana. And I told her, I said, look, you can move up there and use medical marijuana, but it's not going to do anything for your cancer. It is not going to make your cancer better. It's not going to make your cancer stop. It's not going to make your cancer go away. Now, however, if because of your cancer or the treatment of your cancer, you're just not consuming enough calories and you need to consume more calories, okay, yes, you could move to Colorado and perhaps try some marijuana and see if it would stimulate your appetite and help gain some weight.
That makes total sense. So now I've also heard about things like glaucoma, things like that. Does that, have you heard about any kind of studies to where it shows marijuana helps in those kinds of things?
Marijuana does help glaucoma. Okay. Now, when we are talking about medicines, any kind of medicines, we always look at the benefits and the risks, okay? Do the benefits outweigh the risks? That's what we look at. What's the benefit of marijuana for glaucoma? Well, it decreases the intraocular pressure in your eyeball, okay? That's the benefit, okay? However, to get that benefit, you have to be stoned all the time. You have to have your blood level pretty high, okay? So the risk is walking around stoned all the time. And in my mind, the benefits don't outweigh the risks.
Right, right.
You know, you utilize eye drops that work without such a major side effect. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. So there's other things out there that you can do besides marijuana.
Right, right. There's other drugs. There's several medications, eye drops. And you know, that's even better because the eye drop more or less works only on your eyeball, not on the rest of your body like marijuana would do.
The health department has said that it really doesn't want to have to worry about regulating marijuana. Does your bill deal with who is going to, I guess, oversee the drug?
It does say the health department, okay? And that's just, you know, the government entity that makes sense to me. Now, if we want to try to make it some other agency, I would be open to that, but I don't know who that would be.
Right, that's going to be discussion as the session goes on.
Right,
correct.
Right, correct. Now, I will tell you also that when I read the what's going to be on the ballot, June 26th, I don't like that at all. I don't like it at all.
What do you mean?
I hope to gosh it doesn't pass, actually. And there's some things in there that I don't like. And it's a little too open-ended. And I think it's we need to limit the reasons that you can prescribe medical marijuana, I think. And the other problem that I noticed is that I think any doctor could prescribe it, including veterinarians and chiropractors. And I don't think that's appropriate.
Right. And now, so you've got this bill that's going to be going through the legislature. Have you talked to anybody especially within your own party, about whether they support the idea of your bill to kind of help regulate medical marijuana if it passes?
I've not spoken with any folks, specifically any of my colleagues, Senate colleagues, but I would guess that they will be supportive of this bill. I actually had a bill last regular session, that passed on the Senate side that was kind of similar to this bill, not quite as in-depth about the regulation, but quite similar. And it passed the Senate and went over to the House, and it's still in play. It just wasn't heard in the House committee, and it could still be heard. So that's why I say I think my Senate colleagues would be open to, voting for this bill.